I don't even care if it's parked anymore. I just want them to, like, suffer monetarily.
Key the doors.
Welcome to the Porch Cast.
Wait, can you buy, like, a boot on Craigslist?
You probably can.
This is a great opening question.
Or eBay or something.
Oh, are we recording?
Yeah.
Well, hello there.
And we're live from the banana with our podcast, Illegally Moving Cars. My name is Guy. I am the lead engineer and soon to be going to the final year college student of this podcast.
My name is Girl. I am the opposite of Guy. Except I...
That is terrible.
I'm also a lead engineer, I guess.
Hey, I do business. So I guess that makes me the marketing person of the podcast. Doing a damn fine job, because we have, like probably... not even five.
Well, I think we have three listeners, and all three of them are Alana.
Yeah.
But thanks, Alana.
Oh yeah, shout out to Alana.
Yeah, now we gotta post these all in like 5 years.
Alana, so donate to my Patreon, please. I want like your money. Also, when you listen to this, can you tell me what brownie mix you use for the Game of Thrones party? Because that was really good.
Hey,
No, these are gonna be released in 5 years now.
Alana, text me what you wanna go for dinner tonight.
You listen to this in 5 years. Still am curious.
Because I think you should subscribe now, and then it'll come up in your feed in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be like, oh shit, man, I remember when I did that.
That
sounded like an
horrible idiot. It's like when you had to write letters to yourself at the end of an elementary school year.
Yeah.
No, except for this is fun, because we like talking to each other and voicing our opinions.
That's very true.
Well, I never took those seriously, and I'm not taking this podcast seriously either, so I don't see any difference amongst that joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the write letters.
No one's going to listen to it now, no one's going to listen to it then, so who cares?
Yeah.
So. I would always do, like, when you write a letter yourself, like, in a few years, like, I would always do it in Hebrew, so I wouldn't have to do work.
Wait, how does that... You still have to do work, you still have to write it in Hebrew.
I wrote, like, a bunch of letters... really big, and like, and it sounded like bullshit words. It was like, I just like wrote like the first few words that came to my mind. I'm like, what are you gonna start teach? Come on,
I
teach.
I should have like pretending I knew Swahili and then just written in that.
Just drawing a picture.
Is Swahili using like Latin lettering, English letters?
It probably uses English letters. I don't know. It sounded cool, so I decided to say it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
A lot of things have like Latin.
Yeah, I took
language.
Latin though, so.
Yeah.
Therefore, I'm really good at Latin letters.
Fucking nerd.
I remember from high school, all the kids who had Latin in their textbooks were all like, you know how in Spanish textbooks is all modern day things like, I'm going to the supermarket. The Latin is like, I want to buy this slave.
Exactly. Yeah, that's our textbook was based on all like ancient Roman
like
stuff.
Roman shit.
Yeah, because that's the only context we have. So there's no modern words.
I heard, isn't learning Latin like good for
car
English grammar?
That's
yeah,
what they say.
I think it's good for SATs. And
but also,
like,
who gives a shit? Like,
fine on the SATs,
I mean,
so
I took the minimum amount of years of language because
same.
It's taught so poorly that who gives a shit?
Same.
Is my,
I took Latin and I didn't hate it.
I just did like my teacher. It wasn't that
exactly,
I hated
I like
French. Actually, I don't dislike French. I like French a lot. I just think it was taught poorly and I didn't like my teachers. And
also
they only taught you to read.
Your daughter in high school, so.
You dated your own daughter?
Her Latin. My Latin teacher's daughter.
You dated your Latin teacher's daughter?
Did
you get an A in the class?
It wasn't even...
What'd you get in the class?
This is released in 5 years, so who cares?
What was your grade?
Yes, I did get an A in the
class. Oh my god.
Hey!
That's gonna be really loud on the podcast when I sit down on the table.
I am... I'll be our best.
Congrats.
Joe has become...
Bigger jacket. Lied to me.
Sorry. Girl has become too high.
Yeah.
And there is the sound of Worcester, folks. Oh shit, that's not Worcester, that's fucking Indianapolis.
No, we did think we were at college in the Northeast.
And
this
now
is Bangor, Maine?
Yeah. That's the sound of Bangor.
It's the same sound, Worcester, Bangor, same sounds. It's fine.
No, not that many people live in Bangor, so there aren't that many cities. Fuck. Although, actually, UMaine is way better.
Shut up. Getting a degree here, you're paying money here. Might as well stay loyal to where you're paying money, right?
No, that's not what I do. Right,
I was kind of hoping for more people to heckle, but there are not enough people here to heckle.
Yeah, it's kind of a shit day outside. Well, is that person walking down the hill?
Yeah, but she's kind of far away, and also I think a professor, so...
Yeah, she seems... She
I
want to
heckle students, not
walking.
Professor. Yeah, I mean, she's wearing a nice coat.
Well, look at that person. They're hardly wearing pants. Heckle them.
Where? Oh, here. Hey! Hey! You're not wearing pants. Put pants on.
Restore dignity for this fine street.
All right.
Gourmet.
So we just finished our year, third year of college, all of us.
Yeah. Oh, this is gonna be so great to look back on.
Right. Right. So let's give three highs and three lows.
Oh my god! Year. Fuck you, no.
We're
You're
doing
not my camp counselor.
We're doing icebreakers right now.
Jesus.
So yeah,
bro,
Joe.
No.
Three highs and three lows of your third year.
Three highs and three lows of this
high
year.
High as fuck right now.
That's a high. That's a high.
Hey,
number one.
highs. Okay. I thought Databiz was pretty sick, and it was very satisfying finishing one of those projects, and that was that was very satisfying. So that'd be a high.
Nice.
Meeting Christina, it's a high.
What?
Yeah.
Who is this girl for those who don't know?
Well,
that's actually
that you have met and hung out with.
Never met her.
B-term,
I think, right? Or was it
first half a year?
Yeah, before Thanksgiving.
It's a big deal then.
Joe, I think we should go over your girl history for this year.
Wow.
I don't think we should do that.
No, because there was a girl in A-term. We're not going to say her name or who it was, but you broke up with her because there was another girl, which I guess isn't Christina. So what happened with that?
Wait, what?
Wasn't there? Wasn't, like,
no,
weren't you waiting for this girl who went on IQPA term?
Oh, yeah.
And then what happened to her? Is she, like, dead?
We just didn't have chemistry. Yes.
Yeah.
She is not dead.
Didn't like the first girl either.
She's,
like, good job. Christina's so much better.
Actually,
Christina talked to me. That first girl did not talk to me, and I did not like her.
Oh, that first girl? Oh, yeah. She was quiet. She was fine, though.
I did not like her.
I could bring her out of her shell.
I think she's just
very
quiet. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine.
No, she would look scared. She would look scuttle around like a mouse around that apartment.
That's
come
kind
on,
of
guy.
She's just a small
that's true.
Person.
Okay, you're right.
You can't really put that on.
I mean, to be fair, if you were like sleeping at somebody's house and you didn't know their roommates, like it'd be kind of scary to talk to the roommates.
Yeah.
Oh, you slept with her?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think so. Anyways. Oh, what the fuck do you think? Is that Sig Pi now?
Actually, let's continue with this topic, but move on to Ethan.
Ethan, yeah. So Ethan recently had a girl over from Tinder.
Yes. Oh, from the Asa, you met her? She was here once before. I don't remember who.
Yeah,
no.
She was here because she knew Nick for some reason.
Nick? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's
I think I climbed with her like a bit beginning of last year.
Hey, well, good for you, man.
So,
are we going to see her tonight? Is she going to be back tonight?
She coming back? Ever? Never coming back?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not ruling her totally out, but...
Don't date her.
Why you say that?
I'm asking, is that what you meant?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not, like, super attracted to her, but
Ethan's
I'm not really
never
that attracted to many people, so...
You have a very high bar, Ethan.
Ethan has a...
Yeah, it's a high bar, but also, like, constantly lowering my bar, so it's like, the relational bar keeps getting raised, the sexual bar keeps getting lowered, so...
You must have
Ethan
blonde
will fuck
hair
a rock
within
just
20
not getting a relationship
X-code
with
colors
rock
of the average blonde. You must have green eyes, again, within 20 hex codes of the average.
Wow,
plus
I'm
or minus.
Glad this is not going live.
You must be a vlogger. Who
wow
can be a
blogger. Definitely
a
no
vlogger.
Definitely no
vlogger. Who
wow
either does A.
That's the exact opposite of what I'm looking for.
Home van and vagabonds. B. Sailboating.
Okay, that's
sailboating. Professional sailboaters, yeah, always.
Instructional CAD videos. If you don't meet
no
those standards,
you vlog.
Oh,
you
also
you vlog
must be. You must be within 5'6 to 5'10. You cannot be higher than 6'2.
I don't know. I thought this girl was pretty cute, but she was also like 4'5.
No, that's
dude,
perfect.
I think she's taller than me.
No, this is a different girl.
Oh,
Ethan, that's perfect. If she can give you a blowjob while standing, that's like the dream right there. That's a dream.
So this picture is of Shaq and is like literally 4'11 girlfriend.
Yikes. Hey.
Hey.
And if they're happy, they're happy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Nice. Oh, that's a chair falling over. Look at that audio wave right there.
Huh?
The truck?
No, it's
that's
a chair.
Not a chair.
That's a stool.
That's
a four-legged stool.
That thing should be burned, honestly. We should put it out of its misery.
I think it's
it
nice.
Some,
no, I think it's nice. I think it's going to be a stool to put your feet on top of.
It adds ambiance. You
yeah
see how it nicely pivoted from my sex life to the stool?
Yeah,
it's really good.
Good
right
pivot,
now. Anyways,
so back,
guys,
no, yeah,
on
just
to
so,
guy.
Pivoting back by bringing up the subject.
No, you can't pivot while on a stool. It's
so,
too
guy,
bad that,
yeah.
We know everything. You've been with Alana for...
Like 2 years now, basically. Almost.
That's very boring.
So you're gonna get married soon, right?
Yeah, what's the
and kids
the
are shortly thereafter.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We talked about like moving in together after college, though. I guess in 5 years we'll
cute
see how that went.
That's cute.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
it's
very
gonna
cute
be funny.
Yeah.
You should.
I should propose to her right now, and
yes
then in 5 years I just play this clip. but she has to wait like 20 minutes into the podcast.
Wait, actually, do that.
Say it right now.
Except for she has to listen to all this shit about my sex life.
If she can make it through, then it's meant to be. If she can't make it through, that's it.
There's no way in hell she would make it this far. Okay, so I'm gonna cut this shit
Boys,
up.
Boys, on three. One, two, three. Ilana.
I didn't know what you were gonna say.
Right, one.
No, on three, I'm gonna say a different name. Alright? You guys, no, if I'm doing this, you guys are doing this too, okay? But you guys can pick whichever name you think is gonna be in the future. Right?
Well, I'm just leaving a blank.
Okay.
I can voice over.
Can we have like.
when I meet the one?
I think we'll do it, what I just have, okay? We'll do like a beep, and then will you marry me? Like, beep, will you marry me? Bleep,
okay.
Will
you know, isn't marriage really over, really?
We don't even like Avery. Maybe you, Joe.
Ethan's
in
love
sense
with the sea.
Ethan's okay. Ethan's gonna marry his stocks and his yacht. Like. Hey.
One, two, three.
Beep.
Will you marry me?
Oh, perfect.
You got guy.
No, you do a beep.
Oh,
so you put the,
okay,
we're gonna put the name.
Well, we're assuming that you're gonna. That's operating on the assumption you're breaking up with Ilana.
Guy,
I
and not
say
marrying
that.
Her.
Will you marry me?
Okay.
No.
This brings me back to the time in medieval history class when Guy got down on one knee and roommate posed to me.
And then
we
were roommates. And now we're roommates again.
Yeah.
Roommate posed.
It was
fantastic.
Yeah. And then, what's his name?
Loved.
Nick. Did not this Nick, other Nick.
Yeah, R.I.P. Nick.
Wanted to room with us, and we were like, oh, shit, no.
He asked me, like, 2 days later. I was like, that's the worst timing.
Too late.
Yeah.
You suck.
We
can't do that.
Is it, like,
we go with Benty Boo.
How many kids from your school went to WPI?
There's three from
our
grade.
Four. I remember four.
Was Nick one of them?
There's, like, this girl named Carly as well.
Not...
A fourth.
Not the Carly.
Really?
I know. Not the Carly.
She either lived in Sudbury.
Okay, so not
oh, no,
Carly
no,
and not Carly.
Julia, not Carly, right?
Okay.
Julia.
And then Sonia from our high school goes here. She's
my brother goes here.
I know a guy who goes here who's a year above us.
Do you even go here?
From LS, Robert.
Alright, well that answers the question.
Yes.
Keep it moving, keep
Lil
it exciting.
Lil went here for a year.
Huh?
Lil went here for a year. Do you know Lillian?
Oh yeah. Actually,
she was an AP.
Really?
Awesome. Surprising, right?
Yeah. I saw her when I came here to tour when I was in
she's
high school.
Nice.
Yeah.
She does naval stuff now. Good for
her. Yeah, she is. I was in scouts with her brother. He's a nice guy. He's super
right.
smart.
He's like still young, right?
Yeah.
I don't know who these people are, and I'm kind of bored.
Well,
have
we
you
don't
tried
give a shit
Ethan
about you,
sucking my penis?
No, I haven't.
Because...
I'm not inclined to actually.
All right. Well,
it's
if,
not
you keep
my
on asking if you keep on asking stupid questions,
we're
gonna have to
figure something
out.
All
right, so let's talk a little bit about Ethan, your highs and lows for the year. Back to
right.
the topic.
Oh,
yeah,
that was good. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Except
okay.
for I did really hate it at the start, but now there's literally nothing else to say. Highs and lows sounds good. This year was fine.
Okay, better or worse than rank freshman, sophomore, and junior year.
Freshman,
I would
junior,
like to
sophomore.
Think that I'm in my ascendancy, and this is the peak so far of my college career.
Oh, good for you.
A-term freshman year is probably way... Well, no.
I do not like A-term freshman year.
Dude, early freshman year was kind of lit.
I don't like
no,
talking...
No, it was good because you
yeah,
had the promise of all
yeah.
that college could be
you
in
were
your
so
eye.
Excited, and like you weren't turned out from classes, and you didn't know what you were missing yet.
Yeah.
Being an upperclassman,
I don't like talking to people that I haven't spent at least 40 hours with forcibly.
Well, no, but I was sort of in the mindset of like, oh, I'm gonna meet all these new people,
yeah,
and I have
exactly.
so many
yeah.
friends, and I'm like, I sort of put that aside. Like, yeah, I hate people in general, but it'd be fun to try and meet people I like
yeah.
for at least.
True,
a little
true.
Bit.
Yeah,
very,
back in the day, I was like that too. Now I don't meet any new people. I'm
yeah.
good. I have what, like, I have like at least 5 friends. That's good enough, right?
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah. I have like.
It's true.
2 close female friends, one of them being my girlfriend, the other one being my girlfriend's roommate.
Just friends on your girlfriend.
No, we're still friends. We literally have a friend and the title of girlfriend. I have like a few other female, like, not as close friends. I have a lot of male, not as close friends. No, because
yeah,
acquaintance.
You pay to know them.
There's acquaintance, not as close friend,
yeah.
close friend.
Yep.
And I have
I
like.
I know a lot of people, it's great.
I have like a solid like 5 or so close male friends, and I think that's enough.
Yeah.
I don't care about anybody else. I don't even.
It'd be nice to be that guy who knows everyone. But, what do you?
Let me see.
Try just do this, because I don't want to be drinking your gross ass exhaust.
Okay, you know what I can talk about? Now on our podcast, a new segment we call, are you parking in front of our house like an asshole? Because on this week's episode,
can you Google license plates now, kind of, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
There is this. Are you parking in front of our house like an asshole
this week?
This is gonna
be a live investigation.
I can't see it from
yes.
No,
this week, there is some dick who is parking in front of our house, which by the way has a place for two spots. There are two spots available. He's parking in the middle, so you can only have one car parked there. He's also parking further than like a foot and a half from the curb, and he's at an angle. Okay? This is the worst parking I've ever seen in my life, and also ruins the parking experience for the people who actually live in this apartment, which is disgusting. We have left a note. Well, this person has been here for 5 days straight, and we don't know what to do. I don't
has
think
it been only 5 days? Because we should start a counter on this. We should put like a tally on their windshield.
I don't think we should confess stuff. To any crimes on the podcast.
Oh, right.
Wait, what's the statute of limitations for crimes against a car? Look it up. That's when
we'll
lose the podcast.
But it's
a day after.
It wouldn't be like a permanent, like, you know, damage. It would just be.
That's
like,
still very illegal.
Grease pens? Grease pens are great.
Okay, fun. All fuck right. Your car, you bitch.
Database being searched for the license plate.
They're definitely a
number
student.
Wouldn't it be funny if we gave him a call? Live.
Yeah.
On air.
Oh, we should give him a call live.
Hello!
I want air section.
Like park in front of our apartment. Nice. And I need
yeah,
one of
those
parking spaces.
Parking.
One of those two parking spaces.
Hotline.
Alright, 100% queried. Let's see it.
Okay.
Massachusetts license plate is loading.
Shit. Well, what's trying to like show you what the license plate looks like? Because we
no
know what
idea
it looks like.
I'm about to see.
We want a phone number, we want a name, we want an address, we want a
social
security number.
Security guard,
I am going to steal their
identities.
And I should probably not confess on this on the pod.
Was successful. Pod. It's a Mazda 3 Grand Tour.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It is. It's a
all
sedan.
You need to do is activate your account. You unblock and view your report instantly.
Boo.
Well, we got the naked model of the car, but we're standing in front of it.
It's 1678. For the report.
$16.78?
Yes.
Well, not worth it.
Our monetization of this podcast so far has yielded
$0.
Alana just freaking donated to the Patreon.
Yeah.
Alana, can you please donate $16.78 to our Patreon in 5 years?
You know, I'd make it an even 70.
But that's like, I mean, assuming you said yes. Like, if you said no, I don't think you got this far.
Yeah, true. True.
Dance break intermission.
That was our actually drinking break intermission, but we can pretend it's a dance break. That's sure.
Joe's dancing.
Joe did dance a little bit. On this episode of How Small Was the Dick of the Person Who Just Drove with Loud Music Playing from His Car?
Oh, okay. Well, you have to count in that he's driving a large truck.
Large truck, so obviously
so
2 inches smaller.
Like 2 inches. Yep,
than the
that's
average.
Exactly what I was going to say. Okay.
And then the music wasn't that loud, so we're not going to take any more further points. Average
well, okay,
dick.
But also you have to assume like the
that's
genre.
That's
a
half inch.
Factor in the genre of the music he's playing. I didn't quite catch it.
The genre, I think, was, I mean, I didn't catch it either, but I'm gonna say that it was like country trap.
Okay, all right.
Trap
right,
country.
Right.
Oh, in
trap
5
country.
Years, where, what is the state of trap country?
It doesn't exist anymore. Like, it doesn't exist
okay,
right
wanna,
now.
I
want
to backtrack to this. The correlation of penis size to car type and music volume and music type.
Yeah.
And
you're trying to write an algorithm for this shit?
If you got a big enough sample, you could make a model that accurately describes the relationship between the three. And
I think
that's awesome, and I think I would like
to see
that done.
It. We have
okay,
gone
well,
to the moon. We have gone to the moon, but American scientists have not been funded to study this phenomenon. This is insane, all right? Where are the social issues we're focusing on? Who gives a shit about the moon until we figure out this issue?
It's
and that's why I'm running
very...
for Democratic president in 2020.
Are Democrat socialist, or no, because...
I'm going to be a social
demo. The whole of this country is burned in 5 years, and our current democratic system as it exists does not.
I'm a social democrat.
Yeah.
Like, the parties are gone. There's only communism and socialism.
I think the insect populations will be, like, one a state. Like, Massachusetts will get one bee. Colorado will get, like, three bees.
Oh, my God. You and your fucking bees.
That's what's going to happen. In 5 years, it's going to be...
Dismal. Joe, is our biggest threat as humanity the lack of bees?
Yeah. Well,
no. Robo-bees, dude, my robo-bees, they'll fix you right up.
Like, overall, it's climate change. Also, artificial intelligence.
It's just like a mini Mavic drone.
That's fine. We're all in a simulation, man.
It's gonna be good.
I wish, okay, if you were actually presented with the blue pill versus red pill situation from The Matrix, would...
What does each pill do?
Matrix,
okay, oh my gosh.
Like
you...
a song called Red Pill, and it's pretty great.
Alright,
so
well,
Alex
if you...
Wiley, listen to it.
You are aware that there is something called The Matrix, and
yeah, yeah.
You don't know what it is, and you're abducted by people in suits, and there's like a worm thing that entered your stomach and covered your mouth.
Whatever, you're confused. You basically somewhat realize that you're not in control.
Yeah. You're like, holy shit, I might be in a simulation, but what's going on? Would you take... And so the offer is you take the blue pill and you forget about everything you learned and you continue living your life, or you take the red pill and then you see what the Matrix really is.
Oh, you're obviously go take the red pill.
No, I would take the blue pill.
Because you either have a certain shitty life where you know nothing. Oh, it's just forgetting the abduction shit. It's not like everything you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
I would take the blue pill. I just live a nice, happy life and die, like, relatively happy.
Yeah, well, interesting. One of the characters decides to be a traitor on his friends so he can forget all that stuff and live a happy life.
Good for him.
Have you seen the movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Oh, you watched that.
I watched that last night. Holy cow. That was, like, very similar, kind of. The plot is this guy, his girlfriend... and him like have an argument and they end up breaking up, and there's this like doctor's office that you can go and you can forget everything about like a certain person. It's like it's so they never existed. So she does that about him, and he obviously finds out, and he's like, what the fuck, like how could you do this? And
that's...
so he gets it done, but then like
they fall in love again.
No, so in his mind, he starts to realize as his memories of her are getting erased, like, one by one, he's realizing how much he, like, doesn't want to lose his memories and how much he's going to miss her, so he tries to escape through his memories with her so she doesn't get deleted.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty trippy.
Yeah.
Like, people, like, break up and then delete their Instagram pictures together.
Yeah.
Which, in my opinion, you shouldn't do. Right? In my opinion, like... you post on Instagram, like, you were together, like, why would you delete that, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, 20 years
in the
future,
moment,
wouldn't it be nice?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it's like in the moment thought.
It was, like, very, very rough, like...
I still wouldn't do it. I think it was very rough. I think I'm against it.
I would, like,
it.
Hide on
Instagram should be permanent.
Not delete
you should
them.
Never be able to delete any photos ever.
Yeah, you should feel the shame.
I mean,
everything cool.
All the photos that are uploaded are never going to be deleted.
Hmm?
Yeah, but they'll save the uploads for the next.
Yeah, you just can't see them.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of against deleting X pictures because...
Actually, you know, that would make it way better, honestly, because then people would...
think, like two
knew,
more seconds beforehand.
Yeah, if they knew you couldn't delete your photos, it'd be a lot harder.
Yep.
To run an Instagram. Or you could just not upload any photos in the first place.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
I have, like, 10 photos on there now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I have 18 followers. Some of them probably unfollowed me because that was 5 years ago.
I'll follow you.
If you can find me.
I don't want to.
You get big
spend
on Snapchat.
Time.
Why?
Just think it would be funny. Just get daily stories from Ethan.
This is the print I'm doing, guys. Check it out. Yeah, that's.
Sitting here with my beer and my projector, like living life. Rough day, but I made it.
It's
like
a same post every day.
Well, yeah, when I posted on Snapchat with stories and stuff, it was kind of just awesome sunsets and, like, driving boats. It was pretty good.
That's not bad. That's a pretty good, like, story to follow.
My high school
I do hate all stories.
What do you think social
Instagram
media would be like in 5 years?
I think it's going to be
governance. Porn. It's all just porn.
It's all just porn.
Yeah.
That's
you have to get even more
now,
naked.
Like, have you seen Instagram lately? I don't know. I mean, I have.
Okay, so
I
went.
Here.
So I mean, as you guys know,
you sound like the man who has and is lying.
Who looks at porn on Instagram.
I was in Thailand for 2 months for school.
But they don't let you.
Right.
And I went to the beaches, and there were a lot of European tourists. And what I've noticed is that European tourists in general wear a lot skimpier bathing suits than the American tourists.
You
and
say
your
skimpy.
Well,
yeah, I'd say that's because Americans weigh more on average.
No, like the guys in Europe will wear like
the
actual
guys,
like
the
speedos.
Speedo
no,
style,
guys
like,
and girls.
Yeah,
it was insane.
Girls
like it was
yeah,
actually kind of gross.
Revealing.
It was actually kind of gross.
Is
like,
I think they just we have like a weird kind of fucked up sense of sexuality in the States. Like there, like girls don't wear bathing suit tops until they're like six or something. Like, yeah. I would always go as a kid, and, like, my mom would put a bathing suit on top of my sister, and people would always kind of look at it weird.
There,
like Italians.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, same in Israel, because they don't do that. For, I mean, because they're just kids. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But it definitely
except
is a bit over...
pedophiles, like, that's the United States.
Yeah.
Like, we're
it is,
stuff
it
like
is
that.
A bit over-sexualized in the U.S., but, like, it's gone too far in Europe. Like, yeah. I've seen the shit they wear. Like, they're basically not wearing a top, even though they are, but really not. And, like...
That's
like
okay.
The guy, yeah, the guys, you can see the outline of their dick, and I'm like, please
that's
stop.
Okay.
No, the thing is, you think it's okay when they're attractive, but then you see a few unattractive people wearing that shit, and you're like, just don't. Just have you considered not doing that?
Well,
like,
well, but what's so, like, is it really offending you to be looking at an unattractive man's dick? Like, you
yes,
have
it
to
is
be
actually.
At that man's dick. You could just kind of, like, go on with your day. I think that's kind of the same idea with, like, nude beaches. Like, you know, everyone's just kind of out there. And you don't have to look at anything.
If we don't wear, clothes, our society collapses. Okay, this is the only thing holding
society
together.
Just gets way
put
more
clothes on when you're on the beach, goddamn people.
Right now, by the way.
And I like what Joe said. Like a nudist beach is like you know it's a nudist beach. Like you go
yeah.
there if you want to go there. Like I went to the beach in Thailand and like there's these freaking old men and women wearing basically no clothes on the beach. And I'm like, I didn't ask for this. I didn't want this to happen.
Yeah, but you have a control over where you look. And you
do
decide
I,
to
though?
Look at
you can
old
always
stab
your eyes out,
guy.
It's always an option.
No, you do.
Do I, though?
You totally do. Just...
The benefit...
The same way, if I, like, stared at your junk while you were talking to me, you'd feel uncomfortable.
The
like,
benefit...
They'd probably feel uncomfortable, too.
The benefit is not worth the cost. That's all I'm saying. Put more clothes on at the beach, everybody. Okay?
The cost is not worth it.
No, I think we need to be more socially
there,
accepting.
No, there's a way. There's a way of wearing like a swimsuit or wearing a bikini or wearing a speedo, and for your dad to still love you. Okay, you
wait,
can
what?
Do that.
What?
Yeah.
These people were wearing like bikinis and speedos, and I'm like, if I were your father, I would be ashamed right now.
Well, but I think that's the
related.
Same reason of like why. You just don't really. It's our culture. It's like there's. Just
I'm not.
Liberated,
I'm not saying our culture is right. I'm just saying their culture is wrong. By they, I mean the European cultures. The Thai people like wore jeans in the water because they're very they're not self-conscious. They're very modest people.
Wait, so some people wear jeans and some people wear nothing?
No, like the Thai students. Not the Thai students. The Thai people in Thailand would wear like jeans and like a t-shirt
oh, like
into
the
water because they're modest. But the European people,
yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't only they were gross. It was also like they're breaking like kind of the rules of Thailand.
Okay,
and I'm
even,
like,
even if you're like a European who regularly wears very little to the beach, how can you feel like comfortable wearing that to the beach surrounded by people in like jeans?
And, yeah,
like,
and t-shirts.
Be,
t-shirts.
Yeah.
Because
they don't give a shit. Because they conquered the whole world.
Thai people?
No, Europeans.
Oh.
I wish Thai people conquered the whole world. Then, if Thai people conquered the world, we're
the
all appropriately dressed for the beach.
Yeah.
So, and I would be happy. And apparently that's the only thing that's wrong with the world, according to me right now. So,
people not
guys,
wearing enough clothes.
Okay, Ethan, if we're here over the summer, we need to get a kiddie pool out on this patio.
That'd be pretty cool.
A slide? Can we get
a
slide?
A bird pool? I'm going to be coming back weekends, I think.
Me too. Definitely, yeah, 100%.
I'm going to Windsor, Connecticut.
Me too.
Are you accepted?
Not yet, but like, yes. I just said, like, I'll give you 24 hours because I want to decline the two other people before I accept.
Yeah.
Good. Nice.
Okay, we should get a slide from this porch so we don't have to walk downstairs.
Yeah.
I want a stripper pole, like, too.
Oh, you mean
I always
kind of
thought, like,
stripper
if you
pole.
Get stuck up here and the door's locked, you could probably rappel down.
I
you probably could. You'd be fine.
Except for, like, if you got stuck up here. I thought about trying to get up, though. Like, if you didn't have a key to the front door.
Oh, yeah, you could totally
climb
this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
you
yes,
could,
absolutely.
You could.
Yeah.
Trying to get
well,
your fingers
actually,
on the overhang is a little tricky. Plus,
also
you got, like,
the gutter.
The gutter
is not very...
Exactly, the gutter's in the way. So you have to, like, break the gutter and then.
Yeah, you could not hold
QB
your weight.
QB wouldn't appreciate it.
Actually, yeah, and the roof is kind of slopy.
It's a sloper. It's a big sloper.
I
don't want
to try this.
Here we go. Joe, climbing. Free soloing our roof. Free Solo is a great movie.
It's
I haven't finished
serious.
It, but...
Wow, that's just some free advertisement you gave out for no reason.
Huh?
You think
well,
just gave out free
I mean,
advertisement for no
you
reason.
You don't know that. Maybe I'm getting paid under the table by...
Shit, of course you
free
are.
Free Solo guy. What's the Free Solo's guy?
Alex Honnold.
You Alex Honnold. Yeah, with his fucking spatula from Black Diamond.
Wait, what?
Did you see that April Fool's trick?
No.
It was great. They had a whole thing on...
The Beatles.
Exactly. Black Diamond said, like...
we saw the spatula that Alex Honnold used in Free Solo, and we decided we could do better. So we collaborated with him to make the ultimate cooking implement for eating raw food out of your pan. It's like an ergonomic design. Well, yeah, because there's a scene in Free Solo where he's just like...
I would buy that for $75 in Black Diamond.
Yeah, exactly. He's in his van and he's just like eating really shitty food out of his pan with his spatula.
So, that's an interesting idea. I wonder if you can make a spatula that also doubles as a eating utensil.
So a spork? Like a big spork.
No.
Just like
a big flat spork. So not a spoon.
Regular spatula, but like three tongs coming out perpendicular on the bottom left-hand corner. So you can spatula and flip, and you can...
Multi-purpose spatula. Well, you could also...
Okay, hear me out. What about like a Swiss Army knife, but it just had a fork, a spoon, a knife, and a spatula?
I have one of those.
I have one of those too.
No spatula, but I have...
Well, there you go. You don't have a spatula on it.
Yeah, the spatula is fucking massive.
No, the spatula seems to be as big as the handle. So it's only ever as big as the spatula, like the flipping thing. I feel like that's a pretty good design.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a genius.
I think
product design.
And I'm about to make $1 trillion, so don't steal my idea. But give me 5 years from now, so I'm already going to be a trillionaire. So. If you want money, just call me. Yeah.
In 5 years, the money as we know it doesn't exist.
Yeah, let's do predictions for 5 years from now.
Yeah, that's all the theme of this podcast.
I'll go first. I think predictions 5 years from now, everything is the same but more angsty.
Maybe that's just in your world. I think that's just you. I don't think on the macro level everyone's gonna be more angsty. I think you're just gonna be more angsty. You're gonna be older.
That's fair.
Although when people tend to mellow out, so I don't know. Well, 25. Well, 26. Hey. Maybe 26 years old. Anyways. 5 years from now.
Yeah, Ethan.
Well, no one will own anything.
Communal? What? Are we going to be pure communists?
No. It's just like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos.
Oh.
Well, not Elon Musk. Elon Musk is going to just burn. It's Tesla. He's just has so much debt to Tesla. And then, so Jeff Bezos is going to own just everything that we use, and we're going to be paying him like a monthly fee to live in our house, to drink out of our coffee cups, to drive to work. Yeah, like driving to work, like Uber is going to own
that. I don't think that's
going to
happen in 5 years,
but
if we continue on the same course, I think it could happen eventually.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Cyberpunk future, baby! As long as it looks like Blade Runner, I don't care about our corporate overlords.
It'd be really cool if we could have, like, ownership, because I was just thinking, I was thinking some big thoughts today in my last class of the year.
I don't want that pee off thing. Guy is going to take a pee break, so...
I'm going to pee on the car that's parked out here. I'll be right back.
So you have all these companies, and the only reason that they get funded is because they have a recurring revenue stream. So, like, some sort of renting thing.
Yeah.
You can't make a company and just sell a hardware product and get funded right now. For the most part, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, all VCs look for is that, like, okay, that's cool, but, like, what's the next step after you sell this thing? And I guess this comes from the TechCrunch article I was reading this morning about, like, Spiro. They made these, like, little balls, and you, like, remote control them. Mm-hmm. And then, like, they pitch them, and VCs are like, come on, what's next? And they're like, okay, sure, we'll just make it into a subscription model. That's like, then you get $1 million, like, the next day.
Subscribe to a...
Yeah, they make it, like, for teachers. Like, teach coding to kids or whatever. You make this ball move certain ways by coding it and stuff.
Oh.
Cool. So then teachers have to pay to get this update.
I hate that.
Exactly, that's the problem. And now, like, all our software, like Adobe, Photoshop.
Yeah.
Like, you have to pay a ton of money per month. Which, I guess, if you consider what they were charging before, the monthly fee kind of almost makes sense. But still, if you think about it, after 3 years, you're still paying for the full price of the software of 3 years ago.
I understand subscription models like Netflix or streaming services, because those actually make sense. But, like, subscription to things like that. Also, like, games that you have to subscribe to monthly, like EVE Online and shit, I think. What? It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well... I think that one way to get around this is, why not just make something that's better?
Yeah.
Like, what SolidWorks does is they sell you a product and they say,
well,
if you want updates, you have to pay, like, basically yeah. half the price of the original product. Yeah. So then you get updates for like 3 years.
The risk is a lot higher. You can't guarantee that you'll have a continued.
Yeah, you can't like lock them in.
Yeah.
But still, it's frustrating that you can't just have. And then, but then you start to think about like the impermanence of companies, you know?
Yes.
So why not just have a company that like starts up, makes a great product, and then disappears?
Dies. Yeah. Dissolve into something else. That yeah. would be.
So the only issue with
that
is
what
service.
Tesla was supposed to be?
Is like ongoing yeah. service.
I think
really?
There's a lot of companies.
Well, Tesla was supposed to be a car company and then yeah. transition to a battery company.
Well, they're supposed to transition to an energy company.
Energy company.
The thesis
yeah.
I bought it on, and then
they didn't do
and
that.
I sold it.
I actually made a little bit off them.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm gonna buy. Beyond Meat is going public soon. I'm gonna buy something out for sure. Mm,
yeah, that's gonna be big.
They are. Yeah, dude, Burger King is starting to sell Impossible Burgers in a couple months. Like,
yeah, I saw that
as well.
Yeah, dude, their stock is going to sky.
Okay, let's see if they're on my...
BYND. I don't think they're open yet.
But I can get in on IPOs.
Oh, shit, I had to pay, so I didn't do that.
I tried to get into Zoom, and I couldn't do it. But I think it was because I slept through the, like, 3-hour window that I had
really?
To notify them. Which is tough because there's a 78% gain on day one.
Yikes!
Yeah, dude, I would like
just set an alarm.
Huh?
An alarm.
Sure, you don't want to see this. Don't look at my fucking financials. Go away.
No, I don't want to. Go to the.
Is it BND?
BYND.
BYND S1.
Well, I mean. I was surprised to see like the amount of poll, like the polls that say like if
they filed
meat
yeah.
tastes the same and look the same, would you
yeah.
buy it? And like 90% of people said yes. And honestly, that surprised me. I didn't expect that number to be so high.
Stuff all the time.
Yeah, me too. I wouldn't.
Really?
No. Did guys think? I would not.
Pictures in the S1. That's impressive.
I did not. I didn't expect that.
I would
I really
replace
didn't.
It with meat.
Yeah, I didn't expect pictures in the
S1
finally.
Oh, 100%. I
also,
mean,
lab-grown meat, 100%. I will pay extra for lab-grown meat.
Exactly, right? That's what I'm thinking. Wait, is Beyond Meat not lab-grown meat?
No, it's synthetic protein.
Are they like the Impossible Burger?
Yeah.
Okay, because I've had one and it's pretty good, so...
Really?
I don't know if they're competitors or if that's like a product of it, but...
Everyone is going public right now.
Yeah.
No, so like...
You're one of the fastest
lab-grown meat,
food
yeah. No,
United
I saw polls on lab-grown meat that said like 90-something% of people like would just buy like wouldn't mind buying lab-grown meat over real meat, which
absolutely,
surprised
yeah.
me. And
it's
I'm
the
like,
same exact thing.
It's
it
the same.
Involve
yeah.
death or cruelty. And
no cruelty, better for the planet. Like
yeah.
everything's good about that.
Yeah.
And I was surprised. I'm like, yeah, this is the future.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll have cows and like farms and like to like look pretty and cute and pet. That's
yeah,
it.
it'll be like a niche thing, and I think there'll be a lot more wild cows, which will also be nice because that'll start like assisting in rejuvenation of
yeah.
that whole ecosystem out west.
Do you think that in 5 years, meat architect is going to be a position?
Well, I mean, you still have milk.
Architects?
Well,
because
they talk about the architecture of the animal-based meat we are seeking to replicate.
No, I don't think so. I think in 5 years, that lab-grown meat will have taken over so much.
Okay.
Actually,
well, exactly.
Honestly,
if lab-grown meat has taken over so much, why not be a meat architect?
Actually, yeah, I think there'll be markets for
yeah.
still like protein-based for people who want to.
Well, the question
eating.
Is, I mean, lab-grown meat's definitely more expensive by quite a bit at first, is my guess.
Imagine like
yeah.
a crazy alternative future where, well, no. crazy future where there's so much lab-grown meat that like the real organic people are like, I actually like real cows with like real meat. I want
that's going to happen.
Yeah,
yeah, that 100% will happen.
That's so crazy.
Because I think it'll be there'll be wild cows and there'll be niche marketed cows.
Yeah, you hunt them with arrows and like you eat them raw.
In the same
yeah.
way like gas cars are gonna
yeah.
be like a
because
well,
I mean like lab-grown meat will never
sort of.
Obviously be able to taste as good as like
I think it will.
Like true grass fed.
Have you had an Impossible Burger?
Yeah, but it depends on like what the beef is fed with, and also you get extra chemicals
true.
That are that assist flavor.
I'm
yeah,
sure
they can make all those
with
their proprietary scientific processes.
Yeah, but there's like nuances and stuff.
Like honestly,
not the same.
Honestly, I can't really taste the difference between like really cheap beef or like
yeah.
grass fed like organic
yeah, yeah.
beef.
In a nice,
right?
nice like
I'm
a
sure like a
state.
Food critic would be
yeah.
able to get it and like with like but I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
And the food critic's not buying it, like,
yeah.
I'm buying this.
There'll be people who care, but like
yeah. yeah. But it'll be
yeah.
a niche thing. For
right,
sure.
I kinda wanna
yeah.
get in on this.
Does it say when it's opening? I definitely gonna buy one. Dude, Netflix is kinda tanking right now.
Netflix?
Yeah.
Netflix is gonna go down, dude.
don't know, with Disney's streaming service and
everything. Well, the whole thing, Netflix was like the only, their whole marketing was like you only can own one thing. You don't have to have cable.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden, like, online, like, streaming is cable.
Yeah.
So.
I should get out. May 22nd.
May
22nd. April 22nd to May 21st. Okay, so I can still say I want to probably... I gotta read more about this before I say I want to, but it closes on the 1st of...
So when does it open?
Sorry, it closes on the 1st of May. It opens on the 22nd. 1st of June opens on the 22nd of May.
So it opens on the 1st of June?
It closes,
on the 1st of June, opens on the 22nd of May.
For anybody or for like people like you who can buy an app yet?
For like an indication of interest in like the IPO shares, basically. Like, when it first hits, you'll own it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I do want to do that, for sure. Yeah.
We'll see. I want to read more about them.
I mean, I think it's going to go up like crazy probably the first weeks.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like the
popularity thing.
Right now, it's just everyone.
And then you can, like, sell immediately.
The thing I liked about Zoom was, like, they actually are making money, which, like, none of these other companies are. So that's why I wanted them. But this, I'm not really sure. Like, you know, if they're losing a bajillion dollars a year, who really
Zoom
cares?
Wasn't public?
Mm.
Zoom went public
a few
weeks ago.
It's like Skype, but the same
but
thing.
Good.
But it takes like 3 seconds to load.
Yeah.
Huh. No, you should need a link.
It's really, really good.
A lot of professionals are using it now.
I only know
this because I like studied with people abroad and I had to zoom in.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
They only used
Zoom.
They didn't use Skype. They didn't use like
Google.
And
they have a really nice name. Zoom in.
Yeah, it's a verb. It's a verb.
In. Yeah.
If your company's a verb, you've made it.
Yeah.
Uber, Zoom.
I think Skype used to be good, but it's been of like high quality software for so long. It's become bloatware.
Skype.
It's like everything else is Microsoft.
Well, okay.
Yeah, because Microsoft bought it.
Skype.
Yeah.
Bought it on every Microsoft computer, laptop, whatever.
Yeah.
And takes forever to open.
It literally
and
is
that
virus.
And that is what like the like what breaks it. It's not like it's a bad streaming whatever.
Yeah.
It's not like it doesn't do video calls. It's not like you don't have friends. It's the same thing as like Zoom.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the link which Zoom has, and it takes forever to load.
Yeah.
And it's literally the only problems it has.
And it's an absolute cancerous thing. It does not quit. It does not let you uninstall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on my Dell laptop, I can't uninstall it.
Yeah. Companies, I don't know how companies didn't learn that.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as Apple, like, gave you a free, like, album, which, who cares? It's a fucking free album, right?
Yeah.
And they got so much backlash just for, like, forcing stuff on the, like, their phone, on people's phones. That's when companies should, like, take it and was like, even though this thing that doesn't matter at all and is only, like, a slightly net benefit, if not literally not an inconvenience at all to people, people are against it for no reason, maybe we shouldn't force things on people.
I guess Microsoft has such a large share of the market that
that's
it
true.
Doesn't really give a shit and know that it's not going to, like, lose anything.
But, like, I mean,
jeez.
In my opinion, like, if Skype wasn't forced onto people, Zoom might have not happened, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
that's good.
Zoom also
like
has
some
other better features, but like still.
So the guy who founded Zoom, he came from Cisco, and he like built. So Cisco has a similar thing, but it's like kind of shit. And he saw that, and he was like, "I'm gonna build something better." So that's kind of like where he came from. It wasn't necessarily Skype, but
yeah.
I guess Skype has the potential to be built, but it's probably also built on a lot of legacy stuff. And I feel like that's the way a lot of software is. It's
that's
just like you build shit on top of shit.
I was thinking that when I was watching Josh play NHL,
because
like, all those types of games release every single year.
Yeah.
Like, within a very specific
They just kind of tweak some stuff every year.
Yeah, so, like, I wonder how much of the code of, like, this year's game is legacy. And, like, what the oldest piece of code is. I bet it probably goes back 10 years.
I mean, to the original one, I would assume.
Well, the original one was 98 or something, so.
Oh,
super
maybe
old,
not.
But
I'd say it goes back a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, all the way up to, like, in the sports games, like, one of the biggest updates is the players and the teams and so
exactly.
forth.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I'm sure they've updated the physics engines and stuff, but
definitely.
A bunch of the messages and like
they definitely like update the speed of the
sometimes
game.
Sometimes they don't even update the graphics though. It's just like you buy a new game to get the new players for that.
Stats
and all that.
I mean, I'd be curious like why don't they just have like you can upgrade your current game to like the next level game.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well,
like, let's say you bought like Chell 2015, and from there you can upgrade each year. So you could like buy the new game for $60, or you can upgrade it for $20. And then you can choose which like one you play. It's all in the same place. Like, they didn't change.
That's a really good idea. I wonder if they would lose money because people would do that instead, or if they would get more because more people would
that's a good question.
Spend money on the
yeah.
cheaper option.
I think they'd have to research into that. And they probably have, to be honest, but...
And they already have, like, the option to pay to buy more players and stuff. There's in-game purchases.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. Hey, well, at least that was when I was playing FIFA back in the day. It was like, back you know, get this ultra-elite gold player for only $15.99.
Wow, that's, like, not worth it.
Yeah, and also it seems like cheating. You know, you're just paying to win.
It is pay to play.
Pay to play, pay to win.
It's the worst kind of game.
Yeah. That's why Minecraft's still the best game.
Yeah, owned by Microsoft also.
Also, yeah, they bought it, but whatever.
Microsoft owns GitHub now, too.
And LinkedIn.
It does?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
Well, they gotta diversify. They gotta diversify.
Everyone thought it was gonna turn to trash, but now GitHub gives you unlimited free private repos, which is interesting.
I thought it was only two. That's a really good thing.
That's unlimited now.
Oh, okay. Well, we should break them up.
Break up of U.S. tech companies only strengthens Chinese companies, quote Mark Zuckerberg.
Well, he also owns a giant American tech corporation.
I don't think he's impartial.
I don't think he's impartial either.
It does ring a little true.
But are we in a cold war against China?
Yes.
Okay.
No, we're not.
Okay.
We're so much better than them.
All right.
No, we are not.
But the way... Girl. The way... this is going about it the wrong way. You know, if we're in a cold war against China...
We gotta follow our ideals, our American values.
Exactly. We need to do the capitalist thing and promote competition in the marketplace.
Yes. Okay, so
and
we're not...
And we can't have just one company that owns everything, because then that is the government and it's China.
The thing is, we are not in a cold war with China about AI. China...
believes that we're
in a cold war, but we don't even realize it yet. Our government.
Yeah. China's so great. Okay. Yeah.
China just steals our shit.
Different economic systems here. Like, if we want to compete with them, then we need to like do ours to its fullest, versus like sort of letting oligopolies occur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the what has been happening in China that's allowing them to cover so much ground is they have essentially a very similar system of market capitalism and product consumerism that is driving like most of the research, but it's heavily guided by the government and also funded by government funds.
Yeah,
so if we're gonna keep up, like, we need to also be able to do that.
No, I'm saying we need to have more competition instead of doing that.
Well, the argument to that would be, and I don't know which one is right, is that if you break up these big companies and you have tiny companies, one individual company is not likely to, not tiny, but like, if you don't have megacorps, you have like small competing companies. There won't be many companies that can afford like super expensive projects. Like Google is spending $40 million a year on like crazy AI projects. Or like, I don't know, if you have small startups,
they can't take the risk for it.
Yeah.
Well, that's like where funding and science and research. And like, how did American corporations like come up with this in the first place? Like, it was a lot of small businesses that had a good idea
and
like made it big.
Right. But now, will that system be able to keep up?
Yeah, the question is like, do you need money now to succeed? And
yes,
the answer might be yes.
The answer's always been yes, though.
And you're even
more
money than
ever. But in that case, like, you could also say at the same time, okay, like, maybe we break up the larger corporations into, like, not tiny corporations, but, like, medium-sized corporations, but we also fund this area of study properly, which we don't do currently.
Exactly, yeah.
We don't properly fund, like, the AI and the sciences or whatever research. So like, basically corporations have to step in and do that thing themselves. Yeah. If we funded it properly and broke up, I think we'd be fine in like the
innovation.
Yeah, area.
I think so.
So, but yeah,
it's just
people,
that we need to like do it and realize that it's
I mean, like, part of the problem with the US is like, they fund the military,
yeah.
So basically they do stuff that's good for the military, and 10 years later the public gets it.
Which is why I'm so surprised why this hasn't been taken
seriously
because
yeah.
China's main application of this is in expanding their military capabilities.
Yeah,
like,
I know. It's because we're run by a bunch of old people that don't understand the power that AI has.
Yeah.
It's like very powerful.
Also, the established industrial cycle is hard to change, I guess, but I mean, fuck. Like, we're gonna get boned if we don't take this shit seriously.
But, I mean, younger, like, Israel takes this very seriously, and they're really good at it, and they're making a lot of money off of it, like, military-wise. Not even, like, they come up with tech startups. It's like, military-wise, they make a lot of money off their AI.
Yeah.
Right? Countries who take this seriously do well.
Yeah, because without it, I mean, like, once you get, like, a workable, autonomous, like, model that works with the military in either, like, weaponing systems or, like, assisting in decision-making and shit,
cyber war, like so forth. Yeah.
Yeah. So the speed or the acceleration of like innovation will increase an unbelievable amount, and that's like one of the things that a lot of people
it's
are
like
considering
two
now.
Derivatives deep, man.
Yeah. So
the
like
acceleration
if you,
of innovation, like holy
yeah.
shit, dude.
If you start researching. Like powerful AI that can assist in science topics.
So are we all gonna be dead in 5 years?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not 5 years, maybe 30, 40, 50.
I'm trying to get my boat, dude.
Yeah.
Living in a boat, Ethan.
Okay.
If you go get in your boat and go to the seas off Alaska, and it'll be like Hawaii, and you'll be happy.
Yeah, that's right. Maine is gonna be so nice, dude. Some like palm trees. Oh. Like Florida.
Dude, the day that Maine has palm trees, Arizona will literally be a pit of lava.
Yeah,
you
well,
against that?
Well, as long as I can still grow food on my isolated homestead in Greenland, I'll be okay.
I just
want
to buy an island. There's gonna be a million other people right on your homestead.
That'd
too,
be actually
houses.
That'd be really cool if like that happens.
You a bunch
if
of
we all move to fucking Greenland,
who don't have water.
Well,
around you.
I mean, no,
well, you
like,
are also equally poor
but if
and
people,
thirsty.
Well, if everything worked out and people just migrated and like we kept our
yeah.
current standards of living, that would be good. Think of
there's those pictures of like the entire world population fit in like this tiny dot on a map. Like, I wonder what would happen if we did that. What would the temperature?
Is that like shoulder to shoulder?
Yeah, like if everybody's sitting one,
it'd be 100 degrees.
Yeah.
How
I mean,
hot?
My
would
class
that get?
Today was pretty mm-hmm. fucking warm.
Many people
like
would
20
die.
People.
Also, I bet that would create its own weather systems. Like the
I don't know about that.
Like no, dude, have you go to a frat party and it's like 30 degrees warmer. Right?
And you're not wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so if you have
would,
7.5
so you're saying
billion
frat
people
parties
being all within one area, that heat rising up, I bet you could create some storms. That would be very interesting.
Pull people together just
that
to create storms.
I think it's like I don't want to sound like an idiot, but then again, who cares? Like I think the Cape Index is a measure of how quickly air is rising in an area,
yeah,
or at least the temperature difference of air in an area. So, and you have a very high Cape Index, and you have very high potential energy, very
let's
large amount
man.
Of potential energy for
a man. It explodes.
Yeah, for thunderstorms, explosions. Thunderstorms are explosions. You heard it here first.
More thunderstorms. More explosions.
Well, it's been 52 minutes.
Is 52 minutes enough for like 5 years from now for us to understand what we thought back in the day?
I think we're gonna release them on like a weekly schedule in 5 years.
I see. So like every week we can think of what we thought 5 years a week ago. I think we go 5 years.
Well, yeah, I mean eventually we'll sort of forget about the 5 years thing and we'll just keep talking normally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
Banana has posted a new podcast like, oh, fuck, we've been doing this for 5 years.
Dude, honestly, in all likelihood, I'll be listening to this in 5 years and just cringing at how stupid
oh,
I
no,
sound.
Oh, no, that's definitely
I
true.
I hate listening to my own voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whoa,
awful.
Look at that waveform, dude. Was that, like, my computer going to sleep?
I don't know. It's going to sound crazy in 5 years, dude.
It's just going to be very quiet. It's going to be very crazy. All right.
A crazy sounds. All right.
I'm going to go inside, calling it.
And that's been it for
this episode
of Life on Banana, episode 47.
We have no sponsorships.
We'll see you next time on...
Live on the Banana.
It's live from the Banana.
Live from the Banana.
Yeah. Okay. Goodbye.